Nyabo. Kaweno nye TV ya fe. Uyo. Mbade nyo yane museve ni uyo.
Tariwo.
Mupozi nze. Eh? Oge ya kunsibula.
Tariyo. Wala kubuza kugwanga. Eh.
Mugambirechi. Government ya kuyambeche. Aywa binji. Tuizo utasovula. Eh. Ampade da chika abi. Kale.
Let's talk to them. Let's talk, chicka chicka chicka. Let's talk to them. Let's talk to them. Let's talk to them. Let's talk, chicka chicka chicka. Let's talk to them. Yeah. I'm from a beautiful place, the Pearl of Africa. Hailing with a 256, it's in my blood. That's a gem where the mountains rise. With stories untold, the tapestry of cultures unfolding, so vibrant and bold. A symphony of stars, a celestial light. The drums beating, echoing through the night. Just like a beacon of light, a reflection that's coming up from the Nile. I'm flowing straight into the heart of Africa with timeless stories untold.
Sup, dog?
Welcome once again to the Ugandan Boy Talk Show podcast. This is the first episode I'm recording in 2024. And as you may notice, I'm studio young. I'm not in my studio. I'm visiting. I'm currently in Uganda. The first episode I've recorded in Uganda ahead of my live podcast on Saturday. Probably by the time you watch this, the event will have been done. But I'm happy to be here at Dansoft Gamers with my cousin Dan. Should I even say your last name? I don't mind. Okay. I'm here with my cousin, Daniel Baguma. Muma Manyinga, Dansoft Gamers. How are you doing, Dan?
Well, I am doing great.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be here.
Thanks for hosting us. Thanks for having us in your studio. Kanungena Kaisao, before we go into the episode, if you ever want to do this podcast, I've had a lot of people reach out to me of like, man, I like your studio. How can I do it? But I live in the US and you can't come record a podcast in my studio in the US. But in Kampala, in Uganda, you can get a cool place like this. You'll talk to him about his rates. I'm sure he will love to work with you because these are the people that are supporting content creators in Uganda. So, podcast, you get in touch with him. And I've mentioned Dansoft Gamers. Dansoft Gamers, Kati. What is Dansoft Gamers?
Dansoft Gamers is a small but growing business that is looking at video gamers and content creators. So basically what we do is sell gaming products and content creation products, and also try to solve most of the problems those two categories of people are facing.
Okay.
In a nutshell.
Okay. Yeah. I think you remember when you started Dansoft Gamers, I think I was graduating senior six and I worked with you back in Majestic Plaza.
A few weeks before I fired you.
Such an hangover. But I worked with him on Majestic Plaza and I remember the journey. It's been great to see the progression and determination of the work, to see what you're doing here and like down there right now. Where you can get, by the way, I talked about podcast studios, but also if you're a gamer, you can hear Dansoft Gamers. Anything gaming, bulichimu, owachi, owagakuzanyida game kumaz, you can contact him. But anything about gaming, you can get in touch with him. Like I mentioned, I worked with you when I finished senior six. I seen where you came from, where you are now. How has been the journey from where you are at the beginning up to here? I know a lot of people will see you today, say, hey, guy, are you successful? But they won't know what you've done to get to where you are. How has been the journey from that time to now?
Well, I can't say it has been very easy. But as we know, life is not easy. But you know that when we were working together, mm-hmm. we started from a very tiny place. Mm-hmm. Before I even started figuring out life.
Yeah.
Because I just jumped from working at a place where money just comes in. Mm-hmm. All I have to do is sleep and wait for money in the morning.
Yeah.
Now I lose the job and the next thing is figure out life. Mm-hmm. So I can't say it was easy, but it defines who we are right now. The fact that, actually the thing that I do is thank God for everything that I've faced in my past life.
Yeah.
because the reason as to why I am still doing video games and then helping content creators is because I know that from a humble background, great can come out.
Yeah.
But most times we don't get the opportunities to be pulled up. Now, the fact that it wasn't an easy thing, me building this thing, and with less help, I'd be like, okay, if I've managed to grow from something so small, can't I be able to help other people? You get build up to something, build their lives up, you get it? So the biggest thing that I look at is not basically just selling video games or content creator products, but help people create businesses, you get?
Yeah.
Like even the people I work with, I tell them I don't work with employees. Mm-hmm. I just give work.
Yeah.
You get, you're working with me so you can grow and start something of yourself, you get?
Yeah.
So the journey, it has been the hard way,
yeah,
but it's paying off because the joy comes from seeing another person not go through what I had to go through. You get? So it gives me a reason as to why I had to go through all the tough times just so I could help somebody else out there not go through the same.
That's amazing, because that's the whole reason I started this podcast, because I wanted to share my story and my journey, that somebody out there doesn't have to go through what I went through to get to where I'm at. And that's what I like about bringing these stories to the people, to listen to them. Kubanga, there's a lot of people here. Even when I went to your shop, there were people playing video games. And they might look up to you. They might admire you. But they will not see the hard work, the loss, the breakdowns that you might have along your journey. But when you get a time to talk about these things and they listen to them, they know, hey, Danny, we mulaba kati. It wasn't all like just a flat road. There were some ups and downs and just coming up. So I like people to listen to those stories and get inspired. But we've been talking about games, actually, and it's funny because we lived together in Bukoto when I used to get holidays. I'm going to run it back, all the way back, because... And you introduced me to the first video games I've ever played. I remember you taught me how to play Doom. I don't know if they still even make new... I think they made a new Doom movie. No, game.
Yeah, there is a new Doom, but it's... To somebody who has not yet played it, it will be new.
Okay.
But it's a few years old now because the last part was released in 2014, 15.
Okay.
So yeah, there's a new part because the parts we played then, I think that was Doom 4, which was really so old with old graphics.
Yeah.
But new ones have come out. Yes, there is a new Doom.
Yeah. You know, ever since we played Doom, I remember I couldn't play it just by myself. You had to like make the movements and I shoot the gunshot. And I've never been good since that day to just aim. That's why I don't play Call of Duty, because I'll never, like, if I'm controlling the thing like this, like my gun will be always going and I can't focus like to aim that. I fail to play that. I play FIFA, but
well, that would be Call a miss for you, because Call of Duty is one of the best games in the world.
I fail to play that. Nowadays, like I just play car races. You introduced me to Need for Speed too.
Yeah,
that was good. Back on the computer, because I think the old games we played were all computer on the desktops.
Well, then consoles were so expensive.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember the first time I've ever come across a console still was when we were in Majestic Plaza and you started selling those games. And that was a journey evolution. At home, I have a PS4 now, but playing is just a hard time. But it's cool to see the growth of video games in Uganda. I'm sure when you started, you were among the first people that introduced that. I think you were talking about one guy opposite your shop who was also doing video games. I don't remember his name.
In
Majestic
Alex.
Plaza. Alex. Is he still doing that?
The story with Alex. Starting video games was a long story. I don't think we can go through that because it started way back in Wakiso.
Yeah.
When I had a PS2 at home and then had internet, and then the Sudanese were passing by and then they realized there's internet.
Yeah.
So they come and ask, can we use the internet? I'd be like, yeah, you can sit outside as long as you don't come in. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
So they did it one day. Next time, there were about seven. Another time, there were so many you get. So I started charging them. So one of them looked through the window and realized that I had a PS2.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd be like, can I come in and play? I'd be like, no.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd be like, can I pay? Like, we pay for the internet. I'd be like, okay, if you're paying, you get it. So he comes in. All of the rest wanted to play. So I realized, okay, this is a business now.
Yeah.
Okay, that's when I get the idea of getting to the other shop that was down, that I asked for my uncle. And then after, now coming into the actual video games business was through a guy that I met at school. So I walk into school the first day and I'm carrying a huge bag, having hard disks. So this guy is like, you do computers? I'd be like, yeah, but I want to go home.
Yeah.
He insists on me, and then he asks if he can push me to the taxi, you get it? So he becomes my friend, and he loved video games.
Yeah.
So sometimes we could go to his hostel and play a few old games. So I realized now, back home, I've realized that it's a business.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, okay, I need to start up something, make it official. I didn't like doing business in Wakiso because you only look at little money, you get it? Those little kids who play
and I
only
think there wasn't a lot of people who were interested in playing.
Exactly.
At the
same. And you had to get people to learn this thing.
Yeah.
Because you start up a game station, everyone in the area is going to be like, those things are spoiling our kids, you get it? So now realizing there was a guy who was selling, there were a few people who were selling PlayStation games, but no one was looking at PC games.
Okay.
And that's what I knew from childhood.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, there was this guy who was selling his PC games, but they were so expensive, and they had so many viruses.
Yeah.
You get, because I remember some guy bought, and then he brought it at home, and then he was like, you can make a copy. And I realized that it was infected.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, now I need games. And actually, the major reason as to why I started the business was so people could learn that video games are not a bad thing after all.
Right.
The reason as to why I was so good at history was because I played Assassin's Creed. Assassin's Creed, all the stories, all the parts it has, they go through the histories of different countries.
Okay.
You get. So I'd be like, I need people to learn that video games are not a bad thing. But I needed video games I didn't have, and that guy was so expensive. Internet back then was a bit expensive, but I'd gotten internet, but I didn't know how to get the games, you get. So I speak to the guy, he's so expensive, so I cannot purchase because I wanted a wholesale, and he couldn't give me. Luckily, when time went on, I did my internship from Ministry of Finance. Now, this is now God working on his providence. So I'm here struggling with games. And then this guy, I go to Ministry of Finance, and this guy likes me because I know something about the computers.
Yeah.
So he's like, I need you to fix my computer. Like every time you could just call me, to just go to the place, just look at his computer. So I'd be like, I'll be working on your computer on one condition. You allow me use the internet here because it was really good and it was free.
Yeah.
And those guys, all they do was office work. So he'd be like, you can come and do your things. Me, I don't understand them.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, can I bring my computer? He'd be like, it's okay.
Yeah.
So what I could do, I would go with my laptop, plug it in his internet, his line, and then I would remotely control it. So through the night, I knew that I had access to the internet and I could get all the games that I want.
Yeah.
Now, I realized that I was getting so many games, but I didn't have space for them.
Yeah.
So I knew that I needed to look for money to buy hard disks and store them.
Yeah.
So I save up some money, get the hard disks. Now I have so many games. And but I have a problem. People do not understand video games, and people hate video games, so how do I make them love the games? And so first thing I deal with, people, I knew that I had to deal first with the people who are already playing the video games.
Yep.
So I'd be like, what are the problems they're facing? The guys who are selling them are so expensive. The guys who are selling them, they don't care. They just copy the files they have on their computer, and they share just viruses.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, first, the games we are playing here in the country are crap games.
Yeah.
Pirated games. So somebody to earn a low class person or an ordinary person, they don't know how to crack a game. You get it? So that means that it's so difficult for those people. So I'd be like, I need to make it so easy.
Yeah.
So I figured out a way of repacking those games, fixing all the errors that are there so that our games are just install and play.
Yeah. Okay.
So everyone who bought our games knew that our games are so easy to use because all you do is purchase, enjoy the game, no errors.
Yeah.
And in case you get any errors, bring it back. We shall give you another game or we shall fix it for you. You get.
Yeah.
So that that helped raise us among the competitors, the few competitors that were there,
mm-hmm.
because what we were looking at, what I was mainly looking at was solve the gamers' problems.
Yeah.
Do not focus on selling. Do not be so expensive. Just focus on solving their problems. So that after some time, the competitors that I had would just push their customers to me. Mm-hmm. In case somebody comes to you and they fail to figure out your game, they just be like, ah, go to the other guy.
Yeah.
He'll help you fix it. You get. So with that, I realized that business is not about the exchange of money. Mm-hmm. You get. It's about how you're helping the other person.
Yeah.
So that, for a reason, helped to put us above when it came to PC games before we entered actually the console gaming, because knowing that the primary goal is looking at the problems gamers are facing,
mm-hmm.
it's not only PC gamers that were facing problems. Console gamers were facing problems. So yeah. My focus was on solve the problems. Remember, back in Majestic, all we could do is play games from morning mm-hmm. to evening. You get yeah. Right now, it has been a few months without me touching a controller.
Yeah.
And the people who see me now, they'll be like, ah, you don't even know games. They have no idea.
Yeah.
It's because I started the business because I had the passion for the video games.
Right.
But then the focus is now more on helping the other gamers mm-hmm. enjoy the games they buy,
yeah.
you get, mm-hmm. than me enjoying the game, because I could be the best at FIFA. And mm-hmm. what will that add to your life, you get?
Right.
So the focus shifted to just solutions instead of just selling the games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so was I among the first people? I wouldn't say I was among the very, very first people. But I would say I love being the first at coming up with a new solution.
Okay, to the problem.
Yeah, to most of the problems. There are so many things that we've looked at and so many things that we are doing right now, but are only looking at solving the problem. So mm-hmm. In business, solving problems and looking at the gamers, not just the games, yeah, maybe we were the first
yeah.
or among the first.
No, that has really been amazing, and to see the growth and for you to go ahead, like not only to just sell video games and play, but now you provide these video games and you provide even more to that. And I know you've started with this, the content creation thing, you've went ahead to explain how to use things like you mentioned earlier that people would want to play, but they don't know how. Like you lose a lot of customers because they don't know what that is. And all that that person needs is just explain to him, this is how it works and this is how it will help you, and then you gain customers. So you've added that to your business, which I think is pretty cool that you make those short videos. Like even when you're selling a security camera, like you can explain to somebody, which I think a lot of people in Uganda would need, would love.
You've seen the videos?
Yeah, I've seen there. That's oh. why I said that. Hey, two are you? I see the videos and I think I appreciate that. And for anybody who has not seen those videos, you can go to their website, and I think on all social media platforms, they have them on there. But it was pretty cool listening to your story of that, like your journey into video games. But you mentioned something about internet. Mm. When was the first time you encountered internet? How did you get into the internet? Because I remember when the time you started these things, there was internet, but it wasn't everywhere, like you said, till after you got the job at the place that had internet. How did you get internet for the first time?
Internet. I remember my uncle, your dad, he had an internet cafe.
Yeah.
Back there. And then we used to use the landline phones.
The modem, like a modem.
Yeah, but there's a way, I was so addicted to computers, and every time they could close the workplace, I'll be like, can I go with a phone?
Mm-hmm.
So all those days, all those nights, I could not sleep, you get, and then just stay on that internet. But guess the speed. The biggest it went to, when I saw it to shoot to about 12 KBs per second. KBs, that's not even MBs.
Oh, wow.
KBs per second. That was so high.
Yeah.
Because the normal was 8 to 10.
Yeah.
8 to 10. So fast forward, still in Wakiso, Airtel comes. No, not Airtel. Africell.
Mm-hmm.
It comes, and they were selling these modems, and they were selling the modems with the 1 GB. I remember I rushed so fast because I badly needed internet, and I was so tired of carrying the other phone
that
was so huge with so many wires. And then I went and purchased my first modem.
Mm-hmm.
USB modem and it had a 1 GB data.
Yeah.
So I go home excited and the speeds were really good. Eh? Okay, not so good because it wasn't even reaching an MB.
But it was better than the phone.
But far better than that because it was around 200 KBs. And that was really so good because I could stream a video without it buffering.
Mm-hmm.
So I used the internet. 2 days I called them. I'd be like, I need a recharge for my bundle. So these guys called me. They'd be like, what did you use the internet for?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, it was 1 GB. Be like, 1 GB is supposed to take you for a whole month. I'd be like, but I used it in 1 day.
Yeah.
So these guys be like, you should come to the office. So they considered me, they put me under the heavy downloaders. And then, so there was a particular package I was purchasing.
Okay.
Now, that's the time, around the time that I am learning about video games. So I know that I now need to download the games. Then we got some internet that was bypassed with my friend. I switched to that because it was way cheaper, got a few games. And, well, I start work, and internet is a problem. I remember there was a guy who used to supply internet in Majestic, and used to pay him $50,000
mm-hmm.
per month. But his internet was always on and off, you get? So I get the connection with Means of Finance, then I start getting the games. Now, the other guy, I realized, he falls out of business. And then I'd be like, that's an idea.
Yeah.
I should be the one to supply internet. I remember that time very well. Remember, I just lost my job. So the only man I had, I think, was 1 million.
Yeah.
So I get my command. I be like, okay, I need a second income stream. So I go to Airtel because I'd known that Airtel had the most stable internet. And by then, they're the ones that had a good landline before the fiber came in. So I go to them and speak to them. I be like, okay, I want to do this, but I'm supplying a number of people. I want to supply a building. So these guys be like, the 512 will do for you. I be like, are you sure? They be like, yes, 512 will be okay. So they tell me the subscription will be about 200K.
Mm-hmm.
I be like, okay, that would be fair. Because if this guy has been charging us 50,000,
mm-hmm.
so I just need only 4 people to be paying the subscription. If I can supply to all the people, those will be profits. So I be like, okay, let me pay for the internet. So I pay, they come and do the installation. And then they connect it to my computer. Remember, I've seen all the levels of the internet from the 12 KB that I used to have then.
Mm-hmm.
So they do the installation of the internet. This guy tests the speed. He's like, you see, the speed is so good. I'd be like, okay. So I try it for the first 3 days. I'd be like, but this internet, I don't feel like it matches up to what I want. They'd be like, it's okay. I'd be like, can I add at least 10 people? And it will be at least to this speed because it was around 200 KBs. But I remember the other guy was supplying. It was at least 200 KBs, you get? Mm-hmm. But we were so many people because he was supplying the whole building. So I'd be like, it's 200 KBs and it's just my computer.
Mm-hmm.
So I go ahead and talk to these people, run my lines to their shops.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go, I don't remember, was it Edisoft and then some other guy? I connect them to the internet. The thing drops. Remember, they paid me for the first month and they were willing to pay for months. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
So the internet drops. I felt so embarrassed to even face them because I was also seeing it on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
And I just told them, you know what? I'm just going to do a refund. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
This internet has an issue. We need to solve the problem. I talked to Africell. No, it was UTL.
Mm-hmm.
It was UTL then, not Airtel. I talked to them and they could not fix the issue. The only thing they told me, I need to go for the dedicated lines.
Mm.
Those things were expensive then.
Yeah.
Each month I was supposed to pay 3 million.
Wow.
I'd be like, even though I count these people, they're not going to give me that money. Until it's then that I figured out that the other guy had a way he was getting his internet at cheaper costs.
Mm.
And me, because I'd not done the market research, any kind of research, I just fell into the business.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my first loss.
Yeah.
Now, being independent, like not under a parent or anyone, I make my first loss. And I'm just starting.
Yeah.
This business is struggling. And I made that big loss. So with internet, that's my journey up to that point, because it has gone far up to where I am. But
the one question I was going to ask you, though, like if you think about it like that, so if you go to UTL, you tell them, hey, I'm going to supply internet. Don't you think, like, I think that today they will be against it because UTL would want to make the money off those people you're selling internet. So, like, they will sell it to you, but they wouldn't let you supply it to other people because they want to make them their customer.
Well, back then, very few people would go in for the wired internet.
Okay.
You get, because these telecom companies had come in and there was the wireless you could use easily on your phone or even the modems, you get.
Yeah.
So I realized that they were supplying that internet to big companies.
Okay.
You get. That's why I actually went for them, but they had the different packages.
Mm.
You get. Now, the lady that I spoke to only spoke about the packages she thought I could afford.
Yeah.
She was right for some reason.
Yeah.
So, okay, she mentioned the other bundles, but I was like, can't this one work?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, if there are about 10 people, it should work.
Yeah.
So me, I'm calculating and I'm seeing when I can break even. So I'd be like, okay, if 10 people, it can work, and I'm only paying 200K,
yeah.
The first payment was about 500, between 500 to 800.
Yeah.
Doing the installation and stuff, because for that kind of internet, they had to run a wire from their servers to where I need it. You get it? So them looking at other people supplying other people, no, I don't think it's what they were looking at, because for them, I think UTL is the major supplier of internet here.
Okay, are they still doing? They're closed, are they? Are they?
Yeah, they
still. You're going to telecom.
I was told, I'm not sure about it, but I am told that most of the other companies pick from Airtel. UTL.
UTL.
It's the one that brings it to the country, then they pick from them.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, if they are the big guys, then I should just go to them straight.
Yeah.
You get. Now for them, I think they've dedicated to just supplying to the people who need bigger capacities, you get.
Mm-hmm.
Not, that's why they no longer sell the lines or even. The moderns.
Okay, that's quite a journey. You were talking about the speed of the internet back then and in KBs. No, I just remember the internet at my house is 1 gigabyte. Like, you know how you talk about the speed in like, like I have a 1 gig in my house because everything I use in the house is internet. My YouTube, my podcast, my video editing, my streaming, everything. And I don't even play games, but I paid for 1 gig and I think I pay about $100 a month for it. But it's crazy to think about it now. I was telling Abel that when I flew in, my plan, my phone plan in the US, you can use it in Uganda, but I think their speed is also like in something MBs, like right now, I think.
Well, here in the country, if you have anywhere between 5 MBs to 10 MBs, you have the best internet. That's the 5G we have.
So. And my phone is like 5G in the US, so I'm used to fast internet. And I was in the car with him. I told him, dude, I can't do this internet. So they have a plan. They can give you that for free, but they have another plan. You have to pay $50 to get a fast internet. So I was like, dude, I'm going to have to pay $50. I can't stand slow internet. So I don't know how we did it back then with the slow internet. But like today, it's crazy to see how the generation has changed. Like even if it's just buffers 3 times,
that's slow.
Yeah, like I can't do that. So anyway, that's about the internet. So how are you doing it now? Are you still doing the same system you used back then to get the movies that you're selling now? How has things changed now that you are doing to provide these games to the people? And what have you changed from since? I mean, you've changed a lot, but like, how is it now easier for you to provide these games to the people?
Well, you know, as the internet improves and the access to the internet gets to everyone, people realize and can learn how to get the games themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You get, if they, because you can easily be like, okay, if he purchases or if he downloads the games, then can't I just keep him and get the games?
Yeah.
That's why I keep mentioning, if the business was started off selling games, I would be out of business. People always ask me, how have you managed to stay in the business for this long?
Yeah.
And some people start a few months, they're down. It's because the focus was not on selling the games.
Mm-hmm.
It was on solving the problems the gamers face.
Yeah.
So right now, it never matters whether you have a game or you get it from somewhere else. You need somebody to help you fix it in case it has an issue.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the internet, so many companies have come in. And right now, at least we have a fiber internet.
Okay.
And yeah, it's between the 5 and 10 MBs that, which might seem so small for you,
yeah.
For us. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so now, at least we don't have to struggle so much with the internet because there's so many companies now competing,
mm-hmm.
and their subscription subscription plans are not that hard for us. Because I think the minimum you could do is about $120-$130. That's about $29 to $30
mm-hmm.
a month, which is fair enough, given how much we used to spend back then. A GB, these guys might not know now. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
A GB used to be sold 50,000. Now imagine, I used to use the 1 GB in a night,
yeah.
and I had to make sure that I get the 50,000 that I will use the next day.
Wow,
1 GB.
Wow,
you get. Right now, I don't know. Is it 2 GB is about 5K now? That's 10%. Yeah. That's a tithe of yeah. what we used to pay back then.
It's a tithe.
But business is still moving fine.
Yeah.
Because you know, one thing that I've loved about things that are to do with technology, the more as other businesses get out of business because of technological advancements.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses that are dealing with technological stuff, they just keep growing the business.
Yeah.
So back then we were looking at the PS2s. Right now we are looking at the PS5s. You mm-hmm. get. So, for somebody who maybe was doing an online marketing, mm-hmm. right now it becomes a problem because now it's content creation that mm-hmm. is selling. You get. Yeah. So as some businesses are affected by the technological advancements. Businesses that are to do with tech
mm-hmm.
Are still okay, maybe for now.
Yeah.
There are a lot of challenges. The main challenge being video games. Now, this is something every youth loves.
Mm-hmm.
So when you finish your high school and your parent talks about starting a business,
yeah.
the first thing you're going to look at,
video games.
I want what he has, you get.
Yeah.
And that's something that we face. It's a good thing because I always help people start up their businesses. And because, as I've said, position myself as mm-hmm. a solution provider, you mm-hmm. get? So the people who want to start the businesses, they come for help.
Yeah.
So instead of being against them and looking at them as competitors,
yeah.
but then the problem is so many people have joined the industry with less training. So the most thing they look at is competition at the level of prices.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned something really good, and I remind people, we might be a lot of people that are doing a lot of things. There's a lot of podcasters there, but I don't look at them as competitors. And I have a lot of people reach out to me, how did you start your podcast? I tell you, because I have this theory of like more collaborations than like competition. Like it's not a competition. You help somebody and that's how it should be. And I like how you've done your work. And maybe that's the reason behind why you've been super successful is your attitude or your mind towards the business, because a lot of people go in the business that mfuna munt yes wa wenyezo kufanya sente nyingi, and if they don't get to that business negwao, but the mentality you have in your head will either raise you or fail you. And I think for me, from listening to what you just said, I think that answers my question of how you've been able to stay in business because of the mentality you have towards the business, which not a lot of people have. Anyway, Tubadewane Banga, we've been here for a so long time, but I want to end with some few questions for you that maybe people out there would like to hear from you. What is your favorite console? Play anything, whether PC or anything, any console, any video game. What's your favorite? You can pick one.
Just one?
Yeah.
I used to be an Xbox guy, but in this country, Xbox.
I was gonna say about that because I've not had anything. I've not even seen them in your shop down there.
Yeah. Xbox. You sell Xboxes, you're going to be out of business because there's a way PlayStation sold.
Yeah.
That even when you're talking about a place where guys go and play, they're going to be like, oh, get a PlayStation now. Mm-hmm. When you get a PlayStation, you get like PlayStation just built a name.
Yeah.
But when you just have an Xbox, you're going to struggle to get the games.
Mm.
You get.
Okay.
So I would say I'm not so much a PlayStation person.
Yeah.
I've always built my life around the computer and the Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to choose my favorite console, that would be the ROG Ari or the Steam Deck, the portable PC consoles.
Okay.
Those, yeah, I've seen that. Those, because they would give me the feel of the console, and mm-hmm. yet I'm not losing playing the PC games. Because mm-hmm. PC games have always been the best games.
You used to sell these things back in the day. What's the name of it? It's like those, what you're talking about, but they had a name for it. They were black X, and you could play like a game. It's like a little, I don't remember the name of it. Nainga, it had a little screen and then buttons on the side.
What were the Nintendo Switch?
No, not Nintendo. It's not. No, back in the days, by not a PS. It was the name of it. Yeah. Abebachita wate. Yari gundi. Kuri koka screen. It's like a Nintendo Switch.
Then
yeah, kuri koka ka screen. Makachi. There's a screen in the middle, but there was buttons on the side. What's unanga game?
PSP.
PSP. That was PSP. Yeah. Are those things still there?
No. Yeah, the PSP. I think Sony stopped releasing the PSP in around 2014, like officially stopping the games mm-hmm. for the PSP. Then they went in for the PS Vita, which okay. was an advanced version of that with a wider screen and also touch.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't work out. I think that's one of their worst projects.
Mm.
They stopped releasing their games, I think, immediately after, by I think, 2016.
Okay.
Now they've just come up with a new one. That's the PlayStation Portal. But unfortunately for us who are here in, I'll speak for Ugandans, because it is, it doesn't have its own dedicated games.
Mm-hmm.
To enjoy it, you need to have your own PS5. So it just does the streaming from the PS5. So it doesn't make any sense anymore. The Nintendo came in as the substitute. But
I have a Nintendo Switch at home. It's pretty nice. I like it. I have a Nintendo and yeah. Anyway, the other question, what's your favorite top game? What game do you like to play?
Call of Duty.
Okay.
I love fast fashion.
The other question. What game could you play and you're super confident, wake you up in the middle of the night, I could beat you in this game? Anybody? Like, they wake you up from sleep and you just play and you know you're confident you're going to...
That used to be FIFA back then when we were in Majestic, when I had a lot of time to play games. FIFA, yes. I knew that I considered myself among the best players.
Yeah.
Right now, I tried playing that game a few months back, but these guys beat me so bad.
Really?
So FIFA, when you don't do practice, you just are too bad. But the one that I would say I would easily challenge you would still be Call of Duty.
Call of Duty. Okay. I've seen people play Call of Duty. It's amazing. And it's amazing to see these games. I was watching a movie of... I've forgotten his name. It's called it's a family thing, and they went on a family trip, and this kid, he was a video gamer. He went to Las Vegas in those like big shows to just play. It was PC. And that's why I thought you're gonna say PC, because you grew up playing PC. So I thought your favorite console was gonna be a PC game, but like playing PC.
Well, the consoles I talked about are also PCs, just portable now.
No, I thought like the literal computer, like playing computer games.
Yeah, it could be the computer, but then I have a gaming computer. It's what I use for my work.
Okay.
It's just that because I dedicate most of the time looking at solutions,
mm-hmm.
you find a game, find all the possible problems it has, fix them before somebody talks about it, or know all the issues it has. That way, when somebody comes, you already know about it.
Yeah.
But so I always do not put any games on my computer, because it will be a distraction.
Okay.
That's why I would prefer that handheld. I don't have it right now, but it's what I would have loved to get. Because PC, there's nothing that beats the PC.
Yeah. No, that's amazing. Anyway, we have come to the close of this podcast with Dansoft Nainjaga. I want to remind you about the things I said at the first. Like, we are now recording, this podcast has been recorded in Dansoft's studio. He has a podcast studio, and it will be open. We will communicate. But if you have a podcast in Uganda, people from Uganda have been reaching out to me. I want to do a podcast. I don't know what to do. I don't have equipment. And people have been sending me, can you buy me a mic from America? But I want to tell you, you can get these mics right here in Kampala. Dinyakabodo, Jekwa Ivory Plaza, Buze Dansoft. And then they'll get you these equipments. Like, you don't really have to struggle. Ate tumye mu America. Ate sinayo muntu ajja ajamwezi kujja. You can just get these. Just walk through there. You get all the equipments, and then you can do a podcast. So, and this is here. And tuina kubona abona na microphone abichi. And those people who love video games, It's the same place. You come here, talk to him about it. And I'm sure if you have interest, he had talked about how he's helping other people grow businesses. If you have an interest in growing your own business, you're interested in games, come to him and he will help you. So, Mr. Dansoft, wherever you know for your time, I'm so happy to have this podcast recorded here. I've been waiting ever since I was in the US and then I was studying number. I have to go there. No quarters. This is my first podcast of 2024. Jen Koze, so, and it was in Dansoft Studio. So, wherever you know, I want to say, well, thank you very much. Hey, my God. Kari, muerava. Bye.
Hey there, this is Bonnie Kibuka, the host of the Ugandan Boy Talk Show. Thanks for watching and listening to my podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you share it with a friend and recommend somebody to this podcast. Don't forget to leave a feedback on this podcast because that's how we grow. And also don't forget to share, like, subscribe, and comment. Join us on our social media platforms on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. So we'd love to hear from you. Thank you very much and be blessed.